I'm up because I get up early. And I had to come down and witness something that is historical but new and renewed at the same time.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Recreational cannabis sales became legal at 6 a.m. on January 1st. According to the California Bureau of Cannabis Control, more than 400 cannabis businesses now hold temporary licenses to operate in the newly legal market. Two dispensaries in Ukiah got their paperwork done in time to open their doors early Monday morning. Michelle Goff was nursing a cup of coffee in the Revolution Emporium on North State Street, where the clocks are always set to 4:20 and the green cross in the window cast a fluorescent glow on the parking lot.
So did you buy any cannabis recreationally this morning?
No. No, I'm just here for support. I got my penny.
Goff is a medical cannabis consumer. But on the first day of recreational sales, she paid a penny for a long, cone-shaped, pre-rolled joint in a narrow plastic flip-top tube that's supposed to be childproof. Packaging and labeling is a big deal in the newly legalized cannabis world. Vendors are still figuring out exactly how to place tamper-evident labels on their containers, which range from plastic tubes for individual joints to glass jars for flowers. At Cure Wellness on Lake Mendocino Drive, customers can buy lightly trimmed flowers still on the stem in glass tubes sealed with corks, like old-fashioned botanical specimens. Kyle Greenhalgh, the chief of operations at Cure Wellness, took a few minutes to talk about getting the license.
What was the process of getting this license together like for you, and when did you get it?
Well, we got it around the middle of December, and the temporary licensing wasn't too rigorous, but it kind of gets us set up and geared up towards what we have to do for by May. So we pretty much have a 4 or 5 month countdown to where we really have to have all of our ducks in a row and have everything together.
The temporary license is valid for 120 days. There was no fee, and it's not clear yet what the fee will be for the longer-term license that becomes available later this year. The hardest thing about it, according to Greenhalgh, was the sprint to come into compliance with the emergency regulations.
They were nice and lax with the people that obviously needed to get into this, because it was quite of a drop of a ball in the middle of November to be like, here you go. You have 45 days to get all your everything done. That's insane, especially as a business that you change your whole entire, storefront.
So what were the stakes like for you if you hadn't gotten it done in time?
Well, we have everything to lose. This is always a gamble, and it still will be for quite some time, because it's definitely the new dawn of what it is here in California. But it's definitely worth it. I just think that it's definitely been worth it.
Ian Hetz, one of the owners of Revolution Emporium, said he found out he'd gotten his license at about 6 p.m. on December 27th. He wasn't optimistic at first.
What did it take to get ready for this morning?
A lot of sleepless nights and headaches and conversations with other business owners to make sure we were on the same page. And we ended up getting both the medicinal and the adult use permits. In my mind, and I was preparing everybody, including everybody that helps out here, be prepared to be shut for a couple weeks. But it came through.
Hess also found the time crunch hectic. He described some of the back and forth he experienced.
Well, they came out with their emergency regulations about 4 weeks ago. So it gave everybody not much time during the holidays to start rushing around. So it took us probably until the 24th to get all of our official paperwork in. We turned it in a couple times, and they would say we need this on this, or we need the rental agreement, the lease agreement for the building, or they needed a diagram to scale of the shop, where everything is, where the doors, windows, cameras are going, stuff like that.
Hess and his business partner Anton Heffley also have a candy company called Higher Confections. Their caramels and peppermint patties took second and ninth places in the edibles division at the Emerald Cup in 2017. The candies and the trophies they won are displayed prominently in the dispensary. But Heffley is reticent about naming the company that makes the chocolate for the confections.
We haven't actually ever put it in any dispensaries. We've never sold it anywhere other than events where we've entered our products into contests. The best place to get a read is in a place where there's 20,000 people. And it's completely unbiased with us because we have no name. And every single person at every single event, aside from maybe one or two, because some people just don't like chocolate or whatever it is, or caramel. So, you know, it was 99.99% of the people went, oh my God, this is the best thing, is this See's candy. And we're not, but we might be. You know, we might be Ghirardelli, we might not be.
Heffley is proud of his candy.
We didn't want to sell something that wasn't perfect, and it is perfect now, we think.
Meanwhile, at Cure Wellness, Greenhalgh said he had served about 15 customers by 7 a.m. Some of them were waiting outside the door at 5:45. By 10, Greenhalgh and his girlfriend were in the backyard buttering a griddle. They were getting ready to cook a pancake breakfast for their morning holiday customers. A sign on a display case inside informed visitors that non-medical consumers over the age of 21 can purchase up to 1 ounce of non-concentrated cannabis, 8 grams of concentrate, and 6 immature plants per day. Taxes added at the register include a 5% county special tax, 15% state cannabis excise tax, and the 7.625% standard sales tax. Medical consumers pay the 5% county tax and 15% to the state. Even with the lower taxes for medical consumers, some patients were relieved that they could buy it recreationally if they want to. Brittany and Michael visited both dispensaries on Monday morning.
What do you guys think?
I think it's awesome.
I think it's pretty cool.
I'm able to get my medication and feel safe about it, and I feel very comfortable.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't have to worry about not having my script. Yeah. Right. It's recreational now.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.